you out moping around a lot today.
For all week, next week, and the week after that, this is one trip out every 3 weeks for groceries.
Good then.
I always say in between the time, gonna go get this, gonna go get that, I just wait. Because you run out of everything at the same time. You run out of some things faster than others. Like bread runs out pretty quick.
I get that one. We go twice a month to Sam's so we can get all of our groceries and then just little things in between when we need them, milk and bread.
And two loaves of bread and stick one in the freezer. And that made the bread last twice as long. But then it got to where we weren't using them. And the one in the freezer would get old. So I quit doing that. And now we started eating more sandwiches again. So now we're running out again. Just hard to keep it all balanced.
That's me eating sandwiches around here. So a loaf of bread lasts a pretty good while. Half of it'll go bad before I can eat it all.
I don't know if you remember or not. Remember Dagwood sandwiches?
No, I don't remember those.
So there's some cartoon character named Dagwood, and he built really big sandwiches. If I had all the ingredients, that's what I'm thinking about when I'm buying bread, is making Dagwood big sandwiches with lettuce and all kinds of meats and cheeses and stuff like that on it. But the reality is it's ham and cheese or turkey and Swiss or something like that.
Hey, it's usually one meat, one cheese. That's it.
Off the hunger. And then boiled eggs. Those are pretty good. But I don't always boil the eggs. But I did find a way to peel the eggshells off boiled eggs really quick.
Okay, what's your secret on that then?
You get a mason jar. I think they're 1 quart in size, or they can vary. You can get smaller ones or larger ones. But you get a mason jar, and you put it about 3/4 full of water. And then you put the boiled egg, or two, if it's a quart jar, inside the mason jar that's got water in it. Put the lid on it, and then you shake it really hard for, I don't know, 10, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. And then when you open the jar and you pull the eggs out, they just fall right out of the shell. The shell's all crinkled up, and they just squirt right out of it. No peeling of the eggs whatsoever. Really, really nice way to peel eggs.
To give that a try, then, because that's the worst part about eating eggs is peeling them.
Exactly. Once somebody told me that, I don't know who it was, but once somebody told me that, I started eating a lot more boiled eggs.
Share that one with the wife so we could try that.
If you don't have a mason jar, there's other things. There's like the hard plastic containers that have a latch on them with an O-ring seal that fits the outside of it. Just any way to keep the water from coming out when you're shaking it really hard. Anyway, I'm at Ingles. It's time to go in and get a few weeks' worth. Catch you later, W4DJW.
4HKX, 733 Dave, and I'll be clear.